Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
3 years ago, where assaulting Capitol Police was the gravest, most worstest thing you could do.
That was a threat to democracy, wasn't it?
Yeah, and the Democrat Party, the political class, and the Capitol Police made up a story about how Trump supporters killed a Capitol police officer. Which, it was a terrible story. And they hid the autopsy report for a full 3 months while members of Congress, leaders of both parties, let him lie in state, filed by him as if he was a great national hero. I'm sure he was a hero, but he was also just a guy who died of a stroke, which had absolutely nothing to do with the Capitol protest. Yeah, it was just coincidence. But they fake murdered him to create a fake, story that many in America probably don't even know isn't true. He died of natural causes. It didn't have anything to do with the January 6th rally. In fact, he returned to the police station, talked to people, went home, then he died. But they won't tell you that. Well, now that radical Palestinian activists are assaulting Capitol Police, violently assaulting Capitol Police, and they're tweeting about it, nobody cares. They don't care. This is incredible. They were assaulted, beaten, forced to deploy pepper spray to keep rioters away from the police line. I'm sorry, the January 6th protests never got that violent on our side. But now that it's pro-Hamas liberal radicals, it's all cool. It's all good, man. It's just First Amendment. That's all. Occasionally, you just have to beat that cop who's in front of you. Where's the FBI, Lee?
Yep.
Should they not wait 2 years for a trial and then be sentenced to 17 years in prison to preserve our democracy? Just asking.
I think it's interesting, too, how these people are allowed to protest with their heads covered, masks on. I'm sorry, if there had been another crowd that tried that, there's a certain organization that used to do that, and that's just not allowed anymore, but unless you're a liberal left-wing Palestinian supporting, or I should say Hamas supporting protester.
Then there's Union Station. You got to see this. I retweeted it so you could see it, because mainstream media is not going to show it to you today. As is Julio Rosas reporting, absolute chaos at Union Station after U.S. Park Police moved in to prevent anti-Semitic protesters from taking down a U.S. flag. Okay, arrests are made. Park Police withdraw after securing the flag. And then, you got to see this, the mob chases them, the liberal mob, because they can, they're allowed. They have liberal privilege, which means when the cop is wrong, Lee, you can beat the cop. It doesn't matter if it's Park Police or Capitol Police. They could beat the cop. And they did. They chased the police officers, beat them in order to free protesters who had been arrested at Union Station. Pepper spray was eventually used to push the crowd back as they clashed with police officers. This is just all being treated like very normal, just typical, no big deal, not a threat to democracy. In fact, very democratic. Meanwhile, the Secret Service allowed, I don't know what other word for it, allowed these violent protesters onto the grounds of the Watergate Hotel, let them into the lobby, past the lobby area where they dumped maggots and other nasty, disgusting, crawling bugs in a protest of Netanyahu. When asked, why would you do that? Because the hotel then had to clean it up. They said, oh, well, that was outside the perimeter. Yeah. Where have I heard that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Outside
the perimeter. That's going to be the new catchphrase.
Outside the perimeter, which is, I guess, where they let the shooters and liberal activists hang out in order to get a better position. This, you know what? We're watching this agency, the Secret Service, begin to become a problem. Remember, this is the same agency that began to argue they should open offices all around the country, and they got caught spying on GOP fundraisers and then spying on people who donated. Do you remember all that?
Mm-hmm.
Not Democrat fundraisers, no. Or Democrat donors, no. You're saying, just Republican donors and fundraisers. So this agency is now becoming an instrument of political terror itself. And you're seeing that with Netanyahu. The Iranians, in particular, the Iranian assassins, the second of whom is headed this way, we are told, and is recruiting people to kill Trump, are really emboldened by this. You have to be. I mean, you watch the Secret Service, you watch our intel agencies behave this way. If I am in the Quds Force, I've already sent two assassins to America. Two. One of whom, by the way, attempted to recruit a cartel hitman as an assassination to kill Mike Pompeo, as an assassin to kill Mike Pompeo and John Bolton. And by the way, is currently facing trial for it. That was the first guy. That's how serious this is. We're looking for the second guy now. The FBI can't find him. And you watch them insecure and unsecure at Trump rally. What do you think? And then you watch as Kamala Harris's stepdaughter fundraises for Hamas. I might be able to get away with killing Trump. That's what you think. You're not sure, but you're beginning to wonder. You're beginning to wonder. Because why? Because remember what Jesse Waters said, just a throwaway line at the end of a monologue, stood my hair on end.
And now we're getting leaks from the intelligence community that the Iranians have a fatwa on 45. And, quote, there may be more attempts on Trump's life in the coming weeks. This is completely unacceptable.
No, they want to make it acceptable. It's totally normal. Again, your candidate, the Republican one, yeah, bullets whizzing by his head is totally normal. That's nothing to see here. Just accept it. It's the new normal. As we draw all the vantage points from which to kill him outside of our security perimeter and then go, oops, was nobody watching that? Did you see what the FBI director did yesterday? I was wondering why he was beating a path to testify before Congress like he was so fast. That didn't add up. And then when I heard his testimony yesterday, I went, ah. You know what they sent him out to do? Repeat the Joy Reid conspiracy theory.
Well, there you go.
You know the one. Is he popular in the polls right now because he almost took a bullet for America? Well, you know, we don't have the medical report. We don't know if he was almost shot in the ear. He's probably lying. He probably set up that whole assassination attempt himself to get PR. Lee, this is a serious thing because 34% of liberals tell Gallup that's what happened. It's not real. He set it up. This attempted assassination, as terrible as it was, Lee, is making Trump popular. So they had to dispatch the FBI leader to tell us that it probably didn't happen. Wait, what? Well, he didn't go that far. Did you see the headline in the UK Daily Mail today? It's the world headline. It should be, because this is bizarre. Headline, FBI director cast doubt on whether Trump was struck by a bullet during the assassination attempt at the rally.
Even though his doctor said he was. And of course, we have to believe because that's science.
Well, that, and we have the mainstream media's pictures of the bullet right by his head.
Yeah.
Did he fake that too? Got the mainstream media to run that picture? You know what happened? They're pulling this and they're going, oh my gosh. People love Trump's response. Because here's the thing. When he stood up with his fist in the air, he didn't know if there was another shooter. He didn't know if the shooter was still active. There's no way he could know. He had no idea. He didn't care. It was a moment of rage against the machine, which is them.
I like that.
Which is them. And that's why the FBI director had to go out there and feed the Joy Reid. Oh, well, you know, he may not be much of a hero. I mean, it might not have been a bullet that whizzed by his head. Oh, well, what was it? Well, I don't know, but it might not have been.
Yeah, they keep trying to say the teleprompter, which oddly enough was still intact. They were trying to say that it was glass shards in the teleprompter. Even if it was, he's still injured in a shooting, which was an assassination attempt.
I know.
Which, you know, this.
Okay, so let's look. Let's compare. Lying FBI director Christopher Wray and Joy Reid. We'll play Joy Reid first on lying MSNBC.
We still don't know for sure whether Donald Trump was hit by a bullet, whether he was hit by glass fragments, whether he was hit by shrapnel. We don't have those details. We actually have no details from his physician, even though this man is still a Secret Service protected presidential candidate. We knew almost nothing.
Ronnie Jackson, former White House doctor, went on television, moron, after examining him. So, you know, she's pretending she doesn't know that. Yeah. Okay, she's pretending all this. She's pretending she doesn't know any of it. Okay. She's pretending she doesn't know the trajectory of not one, but two bullets went through his ear. So Christopher Wray is doing a version of that. Why? Because they need to lower the polls to keep Trump out of there. Why? Because Christopher Wray knows he's going to lose his job if Trump wins. So of course, and listen to the creepy way he does it too, right? He doesn't come out and say Trump wasn't hit by a bullet. He can't because Trump was hit by a bullet. So instead he says, with respect to former President Trump, there's some question about whether or not it was a bullet or shrapnel that hit his ear, Ray said. I don't know right now whether that bullet, in addition to causing the grazing, could have landed somewhere else. I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying he wasn't hit by a bullet, but the left is going to take this. They're going to go wild with it. They're going to say, it's not real. It's not an assassination. It doesn't count. This is their message. It doesn't count. Okay. It doesn't count if it was shrapnel and not a bullet. It doesn't count if it was glass and not a bullet. And that is what Ray came to Congress for, to feed that, to tell the American people, yeah, you know, you may really like that Trump guy, but, you know, he just put his fist in the air after getting hit by glass. It wasn't what you thought. Vote for the Democrat. Oh, did I say that out loud? Yes. Oh, sorry. Yeah, because if you don't vote for the Democrat, Christopher Wray, I'm going to lose control of the deep state and I'm not going to have my job anymore. So if you could just believe whatever I'm spewing. This is outrageous for Ray to say this yesterday. You know why? If he wasn't hit with a bullet, come to Congress with proof of that. Yeah. Did he do that? No.
No.
Oh, I don't know. Not sure. You know, glass was flying. He could have been hit by glass. Sir, tell us. What? And you know what else it said? You're at this point, you don't know? What have you been doing? But that's not the point. He came before Congress, so the left could amplify that and say, Trump's exaggerating. This was no big deal. Let's just forget this assassination thing that's making him really popular and focus on someone else. And you're watching Christopher Wray work in lockstep with MSNBC Joy Reid on the same talking points. I only wonder who writes these talking points.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. a dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is how you know that Trump's courage under fire is really helping Trump and hurting the Democrats. They had to send the FBI director, Christopher Wray, to repeat MSNBC host Joy Reid's conspiracy theory. He wasn't really hit by a bullet. Were bullets fired in an attempt to murder him? Well, yeah, but that's no big deal. See, he lied. He lied to you when he said that that bullet whizzed by his ear. Oh, do you have proof of that? Well, no. We just don't know. You don't know. And that's exact, folks. The Democrats handed Christopher Wray these talking points yesterday. He's the head of the lying FBI. So he's the biggest FBI liar there is. Did he say, oh, you know, I have proof it wasn't a bullet that hit him? Nope. No, he didn't say that. Didn't say that. He should know that, by the way. What he said was the same thing Joy Reid did. Oh, you know, we just really don't know. We don't know. It's probably just Trump making stuff up. Did a sniper file bullets at him? Well, yeah, there were casings he tried to kill. But it's no big deal. It doesn't count if it's the shrapnel that hits you instead. Oh, was it shrapnel, sir, that hit him? I don't know. How convenient that you don't know. How outrageous that you don't know. And you know what he knows? And it was a bullet. I'm going to do the follow-up on this. But they've got to do this. And the good news, don't let this make you mad. The good news here is what this means. This is hurting the Democrats' internal polling. Trump looked more presidential than Biden or Colin Millar, or anybody they have in that moment. He put his fist up in the line of fire because he did not know if there was another shooter. He did not know if the shooting was done. He didn't know anything. And that was his instinct, to scream fight and put his fist up. It gave people chills because that's exactly what they want. Fight with your fist up. Yes, that's why that's such a powerful image. It doesn't matter if it was glass or shrapnel, which, by the way, the FBI director knows it's a bullet. He knows that. He's pretending not to know. That was his whole point yesterday, was to go out there and try to put a dent in the narrative Trump was almost assassinated. Act like Trump was, you know, maybe exaggerating this little thing here. This is he's an exaggerator. It's not a big deal when somebody we let through the perimeter we didn't establish, you know, tries to kill you. It's not really a big deal. It's no big deal at all. Texture writes, if Trump was lying about the bullet, he deserves an Oscar. Texture writes, Tara, were you able to see the ammo shells next to the shooter's body in the police cameras? I read they were found by the body, which is hard to believe as the roof is sloped. Well, we're finding out the roof's not that sloped. Texture writes, there are pictures. Yes, I pointed this out in the last segment. There are pictures showing the bullet going by. They're trying to rewrite history. Folks, this is practically Soviet. Your eyes did not see what you just saw, including the bullet in the picture by the mainstream media of it going by his head. There are multiple pictures like that, by the way. No, you didn't see that. Remember Orwell, that was the party's greatest command, to ignore the evidence right before your eyes. Texture writes, Tara, she is correct talking about Joy Reid. She knows nothing. If you listen to Ray's testimony, he's saying the same thing. Well, I don't know. I don't know if it was a bullet. It's actually kind of brilliant. I guarantee you the Democrats gave him the internal polling, told him, if you don't go out there and do something, bud, this is going to cost you your job because Trump's going to fire you this time. Texture writes, don't believe your lying eyes. I think that would make a great song. Texture writes, Tara, any glass from a teleprompter would have had to travel through President Trump's head to make it to his right ear. These things don't matter. Sell propaganda. At least one part of Joy Reid's statement was true, Texter writes. She said, we know almost nothing. Another Texter writes, did glass shards kill the fireman? Texter writes, Tara, I've seen the pictures. There's no doubt in my mind that Donald Trump was hit by at least two bullets in the air, and it doesn't matter what FBI Director Ray says. Another Texter writes, the thing that was odd to me was that the Secret Service let him stand up. They could have been Must be a liberal. They could have been cutting his ear while he was on the floor. I'm sure they were doing that. Yes. Mm-hmm. Another texter writes, and I wanted to read this one, and I'm going to have to paraphrase it because I can't find it because so many of you are texting in. Oh, here it is. Read the criteria for a Purple Heart. It doesn't matter if the wound is caused by a bullet or shrapnel. It doesn't, does it? Yeah. Look, this is all good, folks. The polling on this must be fabulous if they dispatched Ray to say that. Texter writes, they're almost trying to create a, I don't know what that is. Texter writes, Tara, if Trump set it up, he should have hired crooks to be on his sniper team. But this is to feed, look, this is to feed the narrative. It sounds kooky, but they know 34% of Democrats think Trump faked that assassination attempt. They are all over this right now on Twitter. And this is so that 34% of Democrats will go challenge their friends, go challenge their neighbors when they're wearing the Trump assassination T-shirt, you know, that great moment with the fist in the air that is so inspiring to Americans. And Americans need inspiration. They got to take that away from Trump. They got to take hope away. Trump gave Americans hope that there would be a fight. And we're like, yeah, finally, right? They got to take that hope away. They got to crush it. That's what this is about. And I know what they did. They called up Christopher Ray, go, dude, you gotta do something. Well, you go out there and tell him you don't know if it was a bullet. And Christopher Ray said, but I know it was a bullet. Right? It doesn't matter. Just say you don't know. Well, what if they ask me for proof? Just say you don't know. In other words, lie under oath. Yeah, you do that all the time, Chris. What's the problem? And they sent him out because this is killing them in their internal polling. But world headline, UK Daily Mail. This is the outrage of it. FBI director cast doubts on whether Trump was struck by a bullet during assassination attempt. I clicked on it and I went, oh, wow, does he have some evidence or like something new? No. He says, I don't know if it was a bullet. Could have been a bullet. Might have been glass. But it ain't no big thing. They say, oh, look, assassination attempt's no big deal. As we've been telling Fox News, he's probably going to be attempt assassinated 3-4 more times to just get used to. Oh, did I say that out loud? Yeah. Anyway. Time for break.
Not only despicable, it's really a bad decision.
Okay, so Netanyahu journeys to America to plead with the American people to do something about the Democrats. That's essentially what happened yesterday. And he threw down at the Democrats. That's clearly who he was talking to after they boycotted his speech in order to make it clear to the voters of Michigan that they are on Hamas' side. They're trying to appeal to the Muslim immigrants who Barack Obama led into the country. Remember how controversial that was? They all settled in Michigan. A lot of them did. A couple other little enclaves, but for the most part, Michigan. Now they want their votes. And so they have thrown in fully with Hamas. So this is Netanyahu begging the American people to please not go the way of the Democrats.
I have a message for these protesters. When the tyrants of Tehran, who hang gays from cranes and murder women for not covering their hair, are praising, promoting, and funding you, you have officially become Iran's useful idiots. Some of these protesters hold up signs proclaiming gays for Gaza. They might as well hold up signs saying chickens for KFC.
Yeah. There's a great article not too long ago I did on the show. It was a gay man talking about how, you know, what he had to do to survive in Gaza. They'd pick him up, torture him, drop him off. He was always waiting to be killed. So, you know, democracy, I guess, the way the Democrats intend to practice it. That was Hamas, by the way, the elected government of Gaza, which is also a terror organization. The Jewish state gave Gaza peacefully and in love to the Palestinians, who now call themselves the Gazans. They've been Gazans for less than 20 years, but whatever. And gave it to them, handed it to them, ripped the graves of their dead open to move them so they could have unspoiled land. Israel did not rule Gaza. Gaza was not an open-air prison. They murdered Jewish families, Jewish women, raped them, did not attack military out of pure bloodlust. It is that simple. There is no complicating factor here. And the Democrats love it. They love it. And Netanyahu was here yesterday to tell the American people, look, we have contracts signed by us where we paid the money and you agreed to ship us the weapons. And now to help Hamas, the Biden administration is withholding those weapons. Oh, and by the way, your vice president's stepdaughter is directly fundraising for the terror organization Hamas, which is a State Department recognized terror org. Even though the Biden administration has cut off money to the same charities. Unbelievable. So Netanyahu's primary purpose for coming here yesterday and having maggots, you know, thrown at his hotel and the Democrats assaulting and beating police officers. The main purpose he came here was to communicate a message to you. We want to pacify the Middle East for you. We want to fight your fight so you don't have to. So your kids don't have to get killed fighting Iran. So you don't have to get nuked by Iran. By the way, did you see the plans leaked by the Iranian National Guard, the ones that involved detonating a nuke over America? Yeah, they're coming for you. But you know what? You don't have to worry about that. Let us take care of Iran for you. We just need the Biden administration. This was the central point yesterday. We just need the Biden administration to stop withholding arms from us that we have orders for, we have signed contracts for, and that we paid for. Pretty simple.
This is Benjamin Netanyahu saying that Americans are protecting you. Watch this.
When Israel acts to prevent Iran from developing nuclear weapons that could destroy Israel and threaten every American city, every city that you come from, we're not only protecting ourselves, we're protecting you.
He's exasperated dealing with the Democrats because the Democrats have switched sides. They are on the side of Hamas. They're on the side of Hamas. And you know, I gotta say, Lindsey Graham nailed this.
This is a signal to Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran that we literally do not have Bibi's back. This is really her first major foreign policy decision, and she's gotten an F. She's so worried about the Hamas wing of the Democratic Party, she cannot sit behind the Prime Minister of Israel, our best ally in the region, one of the best in the world. It's not only despicable, it's really a bad decision.
Oh, no, no, no. It's a dinner bell. Because what did the Iranians learn this week? What did you learn if you're in the capital of Tehran? You've sent your second set of assassins after Donald Trump. The first guy is currently being prosecuted. He tried to hire a Mexican cartel hitman to kill Trump, Pompeo, and Bolton. Had $300,000 ready to go to pay him and everything. This is dead serious. So that was the first guy. He's in prison. The second guy is the one they warned us about in April. They don't know where he is. They thought he would go through Venezuela because he speaks Spanish and try to get here over the open border. FBI doesn't know where he is, but they do know he's trying to kill Trump and his associates, right? If you're Tehran and you watch this, you watch Netanyahu gets snubbed. No vice president has snubbed any head of state since 1989 who spoke before Congress. What do you think? You watch the FBI and the Secret Service deliberately unsecure and insecure the perimeter of a Trump event, and then they tell you, oh yeah, we knew all about the Iranian assassination attempt. What do you hear? What do you hear? What do you hear? Oh wow, I'm going to send three more assassins. They want them dead too. That's what you think if you're the mullahs. Tell me I'm wrong. It's what I think. Wow, they're insecuring and unsecuring the rally. Hey, let's check and see if the Secret Service is still involved in securing those rallies. Maybe we should be sending more assassins. Maybe we should be sending more assassins. Especially when the U.S. government comes out after an attempted assassination and tells you, yeah, we knew all about the new assassination plot from Iran. And we drew the easiest point for the shooter to kill him. We drew it right out of the perimeter. Ding, 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 ding. That's the dinner bell being rung. Lindsey Graham is exactly right about that. Well, the internet is becoming a positively creeptastic place in the old traditional Orwellian style. Did you see what happened? After our media told the truth for 2 days in a row that Kamala Harris in 2019, according to GovTrack, which ranks the voting records of senators and Congress members, after they ranked her the most liberal senator during that term in 2019 in all of the Senate, just deleted their 2019 page. It's amazing the power these Democrats have. They could just make things disappear. Like 10,000 Twitter accounts when people are saying true things, including the world's foremost for all, just poof, right off Twitter. Bye-bye. GovTrack can be made to erase this line, ranked most liberal compared to all senators. Now, they have the report card for all senators. Everybody else's report card is still there online, but not hers. You know what this reminds me of? You know how, like, in Stalin's government, if you would run afoul of Stalin, like, they would have you, like, you know, airbrushed out of the pictures? This is that. This is Orwellian and Stalinist. It's weird. It is weird. But this is the weirdest, man. This is my favorite thing this morning. This is the media erasing the fact that Kamala Harris, or trying to because they're liars, but they forget the internet lives forever. They can't get it all. This is the media erasing. What you're going to hear in this montage is ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, and CNN each saying she's the border czar, reporting that she is the border czar in the past. And then yesterday, lying off the same talking point, saying she was never the border czar, even though they said she was the border czar. Yeah, this is like the Wuhan virus. Remember that? When they all called it the Wuhan virus and then Trump called it the Wuhan virus because they named it the Wuhan virus and they're like, racist! You hate Chinese? What? No, but y'all called it that. Same thing. Take a listen. This is every major lying liberal media network saying she's the border czar in the past and then yesterday saying she was never the border czar.
Quote unquote border czar. Vice President Harris was not a border czar.
Meantime, Vice President and border czar Kamala Harris facing some backlash.
What he said about Harris and immigration was not true. She was never appointed border czar.
And this will be her first visit to the U.S.-Mexico border region since she was appointed as the border czar by President Biden.
People are going to have to counter the misinformation. You already hear folks talking about the border czar. She wasn't the border czar.
President Biden tapped Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris, to be the border czar.
Now, she wasn't the border czar. That's what Republicans labeled her.
They were very critical of Kamala Harris, especially in her role as border czar.
Now what she's up against is folks lying about her border record, calling her a border czar.
Kamala Harris, who was appointed as the border czar.
The Biden team didn't declare her the border czar. They wanted her to work on kind of the root causes of immigration.
There has been so much criticism against Kamala Harris. You know, she was the border czar.
Calling her sort of the border czar, which wasn't necessarily the case.
So the border, if they weren't planning to address it in a major way, do not make her your border czar. She met with some of the Northern Triangle countries, but nothing has effectively changed.
Liars. What a bunch of stinking liars.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Not only despicable, it's really a bad decision.
Okay, so Netanyahu journeys to America to plead with the American people to do something about the Democrats. That's essentially what happened yesterday. And he threw down at the Democrats. That's clearly who he was talking to after they boycotted his speech in order to make it clear to the voters of Michigan that they are on Hamas' side. They're trying to appeal to the Muslim immigrants who Barack Obama led into the country. Remember how controversial that was? They all settled in Michigan. A lot of them did. A couple other little enclaves, but for the most part, Michigan. Now they want their votes. And so they have thrown in fully with Hamas. So this is Netanyahu begging the American people to please not go the way of the Democrats.
I have a message for these protesters. When the tyrants of Tehran, who hang gays from cranes and murder women for not covering their hair, are praising, promoting, and funding you, you have officially become Iran's useful idiots. Some of these protesters hold up signs proclaiming gays for Gaza. They might as well hold up signs saying chickens for KFC.
Yeah. There's a great article not too long ago I did on the show. It was a gay man talking about how, you know, what he had to do to survive in Gaza. They'd pick him up, torture him, drop him off. He was always waiting to be killed. So, you know, democracy, I guess, the way the Democrats intend to practice it. That was Hamas, by the way, the elected government of Gaza, which is also a terror organization. The Jewish state gave Gaza peacefully and in love to the Palestinians, who now call themselves the Gazans. They've been Gazans for less than 20 years, but whatever. And gave it to them, handed it to them, ripped the graves of their dead open to move them so they could have unspoiled land. Israel did not rule Gaza. Gaza was not an open-air prison. They murdered Jewish families, Jewish women, raped them, did not attack military out of pure bloodlust. It is that simple. There is no complicating factor here. And the Democrats love it. They love it. And Netanyahu was here yesterday to tell the American people, look, we have contracts signed by us where we paid the money and you agreed to ship us the weapons. And now to help Hamas, the Biden administration is withholding those weapons. Oh, and by the way, your vice president's stepdaughter is directly fundraising for the terror organization Hamas, which is a State Department recognized terror org. Even though the Biden administration has cut off money to the same charities. Unbelievable. So Netanyahu's primary purpose for coming here yesterday and having maggots, you know, thrown at his hotel and the Democrats assaulting and beating police officers. The main purpose he came here was to communicate a message to you. We want to pacify the Middle East for you. We want to fight your fight so you don't have to. So your kids don't have to get killed fighting Iran. So you don't have to get nuked by Iran. By the way, did you see the plans leaked by the Iranian National Guard, the ones that involved detonating a nuke over America? Yeah, they're coming for you. But you know what? You don't have to worry about that. Let us take care of Iran for you. We just need the Biden administration. This was the central point yesterday. We just need the Biden administration to stop withholding arms from us that we have orders for, we have signed contracts for, and that we paid for. Pretty simple.
This is Benjamin Netanyahu saying that Americans are protecting you. Watch this.
When Israel acts to prevent Iran from developing nuclear weapons that could destroy Israel and threaten every American city, every city that you come from. We're not only protecting ourselves, we're protecting you.
He's exasperated dealing with the Democrats because the Democrats have switched sides. They are on the side of Hamas. They're on the side of Hamas. And you know, I got to say, Lindsey Graham nailed this.
This is a signal to Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran that we literally do not have Bibi's back. This is really her first major foreign policy decision, and she's gotten an F. She's so worried about the Hamas wing of the Democratic Party, she cannot sit behind the Prime Minister of Israel, our best ally in the region, one of the best in the world. It's not only despicable, it's really a bad decision.
Oh, no, no, no. It's a dinner bell. Because what did the Iranians learn this week? What did you learn if you're in the capital of Tehran? You've sent your second set of assassins after Donald Trump. The first guy is currently being prosecuted. He tried to hire a Mexican cartel hitman to kill Trump, Pompeo, and Bolton. had $300,000 ready to go to pay him and everything. This is dead serious. So that was the first guy. He's in prison. The second guy is the one they warned us about in April. They don't know where he is. They thought he would go through Venezuela because he speaks Spanish and try to get here over the open border. FBI doesn't know where he is, but they do know he's trying to kill Trump and his associates, right? If you're Tehran and you watch this, you watch Netanyahu get snubbed. No vice president has snubbed any head of state since 1989 who spoke before Congress. What do you think? You watch the FBI and the Secret Service deliberately unsecure and insecure the perimeter of a Trump event, and then they tell you, oh yeah, we knew all about the Iranian assassination attempt. What do you hear? What do you hear? What do you hear? Oh wow, I'm gonna send three more assassins. They want them dead too. That's what you think if you're the mullahs. Tell me I'm wrong. It's what I think. Wow, they're insecuring and unsecuring the rally. Hey, let's check and see if the Secret Service is still involved in securing those rallies. Maybe we should be sending more assassins. Maybe we should be sending more assassins. Especially when the U.S. government comes out after an attempted assassination and tells you, yeah, we knew all about the new assassination plot from Iran. And we drew the easiest point for the shooter to kill him. We drew it right out of the perimeter. Ding, 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 ding. That's the dinner bell being rung. Lindsey Graham is exactly right about that. Well, the internet is becoming a positively creeptastic place in the old traditional Orwellian style. Did you see what happened? After our media told the truth for 2 days in a row that Kamala Harris in 2019, according to GovTrack, which ranks the voting records of senators and congress members, after they ranked her the most liberal senator during that term in 2019 in all of the Senate, just deleted their 2019 page. It's amazing the power these Democrats have. They could just make things disappear. Like 10,000 Twitter accounts when people are saying true things, including the world's foremost for all, just poof, right off Twitter. Bye-bye. GovTrack can be made to erase this line, ranked most liberal compared to all senators. Now, they have the report card for all senators. Everybody else's report card is still there online, but not hers. You know what this reminds me of? You know how, like, in Stalin's government, if you would run afoul of Stalin, like, they would have you, like, you know, airbrushed out of the pictures? This is that. This is Orwellian and Stalinist. It's weird. It is weird. But this is the weirdest, man. This is my favorite thing this morning. This is the media erasing the fact that Kamala Harris, or trying to because they're liars, but they forget the internet lives forever. They can't get it all. This is the media erasing. What you're going to hear in this montage is ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, and CNN each saying she's the border czar, reporting that she is the border czar in the past. And then yesterday, lying off the same talking point, saying she was never the border czar, even though they said she was the border czar. Yeah, this is like the Wuhan virus. Remember that? When they all called it the Wuhan virus and then Trump called it the Wuhan virus because they named it the Wuhan virus and they're like, racist! You hate Chinese? What? No, but y'all called it that. Same thing. Take a listen. This is every major lying liberal media network saying she's the border czar in the past and then yesterday saying she was never the border czar.
Quote unquote border czar. Vice President Harris was not a border czar.
Meantime, Vice President and border czar Kamala Harris facing some backlash.
What he said about Harris and immigration was not true. She was never appointed border czar.
And this will be her first visit to the U.S.-Mexico border region since she was appointed as the border czar by President Biden.
People are going to have to counter the misinformation. You already hear folks talking about the border czar. She wasn't the border czar.
President Biden tapped Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris, to be the border czar.
Now, she wasn't the border czar. That's what Republicans labeled her.
They were very critical of Kamala Harris, especially in her role as border czar.
Now what she's up against is folks lying about her border record, calling her a border czar.
Kamala Harris, who was appointed as the border czar.
The Biden team didn't declare her the border czar. They wanted her to work on kind of the root causes of immigration.
There has been so much criticism against Kamala Harris. You know, she was the border czar.
Calling her sort of the border czar, which wasn't necessarily the case.
So the border, if they weren't planning to address it in a major way, do not make her your border czar. She met with some of the Northern Triangle countries, but nothing has effectively changed.
Liars. What a bunch of stinking liars. Well, the internet is becoming a positively creeptastic place in the old traditional Orwellian style. Did you see what happened? After our media told the truth for 2 days in a row that Kamala Harris in 2019, according to GovTrack, which ranks the voting records of senators and Congress members, after they ranked her the most liberal senator during that term in 2019 in all of the Senate, just deleted their 2019 page. It's amazing the power these Democrats have. They could just make things disappear. Like 10,000 Twitter accounts when people are saying true things, including the world's foremost for all, just poof, right off Twitter. Bye-bye. GovTrack can be made to erase this line, ranked most liberal compared to all senators. Now, they have the report card for all senators. Everybody else's report card is still there online, but not hers. You know what this reminds me of? You know how, like, in Stalin's government, if you would run afoul of Stalin, like, they would have you, like, you know, airbrushed out of the pictures? This is that. This is Orwellian, and Stalin is this weird. It is weird. But this is the weirdest, man. This is my favorite thing this morning. This is the media erasing the fact that Kamala Harris, or trying to because they're liars, but they forget the internet lives forever. They can't get it all. This is the media erasing. What you're going to hear in this montage is ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, and CNN each saying she's the border czar, reporting that she is the border czar in the past, and then yesterday lying off the same talking point saying she was never the border czar, even though they said she was the border czar. Yeah, this is like the Wuhan virus. Remember that? When they all called it the Wuhan virus and then Trump called it the Wuhan virus because they named it the Wuhan virus and they're like, racist! You hate Chinese? What? No, but y'all called it that. Same thing. Take a listen. This is every major lying liberal media network saying she's the border czar in the past and then yesterday saying she was never the border czar.
Quote unquote border czar. Vice President Harris was not a border czar.
Meantime, Vice President and border czar Kamala Harris facing some backlash.
What he said about Harris and immigration was not true. She was never appointed border czar.
And this will be her first visit to the U.S.-Mexico border region since she was appointed as the border czar by President Biden.
People are going to have to counter the misinformation. You already hear folks talking about the border czar. She wasn't the border czar. President Biden tapped Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris, to be the border czar.
Now, she wasn't the border czar. That's what Republicans labeled her.
They were very critical of Kamala Harris, especially in her role as border czar.
Now what she's up against is folks lying about her border record, calling her a border czar.
Kamala Harris, who was appointed as the border czar.
The Biden team didn't declare her the border czar. They wanted her to work on kind of the root causes of immigration.
There has been so much criticism against Kamala Harris. You know, she was the border czar.
Calling her sort of the border czar, which wasn't necessarily the case.
So the border, if they weren't planning to address it in a major way, do not make her your border czar. She met with some of the Northern Triangle countries, but nothing has effectively changed.
Liars. What a bunch of stinking liars.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.